Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. I've been teaching on how to find God's will for your life, and the first night I basically just tried to share that God has a pre-planned purpose for your life. It's not up to you to just stumble along and ask God to use what you do, but God created you for a purpose. Your talents, your gifts, everything about you is created and designed for a purpose. He doesn't automatically control that purpose, but He has a purpose for you, and the only chance you have to reach your full potential is to find out God's plan, and you have to pursue it. It doesn't happen accidentally. And then on Friday morning, I talked about how I used two examples of Saul, who totally missed God's will, and because of it, had the kingdom rent from him, and David was raised up. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, that this was to replace Saul, and David wasn't God's first choice. And I said this to encourage us, that even if you have missed God's will, God can take a misstep and a mistake and turn it around and bring something good out of it. David is such an integral part of the Bible and so important, and yet he never would have existed. We wouldn't have known about him if Saul would have obeyed. And so God's second choice can be awesome. And then I even showed how that David in 2 Samuel chapter 12 sinned with Bathsheba and killed Bathsheba's husband and committed adultery and did terrible things. And yet the child, the second child that was born to that marriage, they called Solomon, but God called him Jedediah, which meant beloved of God. And God took a situation, an adulterous affair, once they had repented and turned it into a great thing, that the next king was raised up, the man who became the richest man that has ever lived on the earth, and all of these things. So anyway, even if you feel like, man, I've messed up, God is at least as good as GPS, is what I said. He can recalculate, and He can get you from where you are back to where He wanted you to be, and so be encouraged. Then last night I started sharing Romans chapter 12, and these are the verses that God used to really change my life, and it says that God's will for every person is to be a living sacrifice. And so many people are looking for what God wants them to do, but they aren't being the person that God wants you to be. The Lord wants you to be before you do. You're a human being, not a human doing. And if you would find a relationship with the Lord and submit yourself to Him, you would wind up serving God more accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. If God can get your heart, He'll get your service. And this is a lot of people bypass this step, and that's the reason that even if they find God's will, they mess it up. And I think that this is why so many ministers today fall and get into sexual affairs, steal money, do things, is because they discovered the anointing that was on their life and they tried to circumvent God's system and they tried to get there and they kicked the doors down themselves. They wrote on somebody's coattail or did something and they didn't have the maturity that they needed to be able to do it. When you get into a position of leadership, doesn't matter if it's in the body of Christ or if it's in the secular world or whatever, Satan is going to take a shot at you. You know, when I was in the military, I had a problem with saluting. I didn't like saluting. I don't know why, but it just bothered me. And I remember I was always wondering about, did they make eye contact? Am I supposed to salute? And I was bothered by it. And I remember in Fort Dix, New Jersey, this guy was walking by and I didn't think he really looked at me. So I walked by and didn't salute him. And he grabbed me by the fatigue right here. And he says, if you ever see me coming, you better salute or I'll court-martial you. And so, man, I saluted this guy right away. And I, yes, sir. And so I saluted people that were privates. I just started saluting just in case something was wrong. And then I got over to Vietnam. And in Vietnam, I was walking across a fire support base, which was way out. We were only 144 people on a hill, 45 miles from the nearest U.S. emplacement, and we were surrounded by the Viet Cong. and it was a dangerous situation. And there was a guy, bald-headed colonel, comes walking across the hill, and I saw him and I saluted him, and the guy threw me on the ground and said, "If you ever see my bald head coming again, you better run the other way or I'll kill you. You never salute me." And I thought, which is it? Do you salute or do you not salute? And I was perplexed. And I said, what's wrong with me saluting? And he says, out here in the fire support base, he says, the Vietnamese, if they have a sniper, they aren't gonna kill the private. They're going to kill the colonel. They will kill the one that you salute. And he says, "You don't salute out here." And I said, "Yes, sir." But my point is that the devil goes after people in leadership, because if you can kill the colonel, you can affect hundreds and hundreds of people that he's instructing. And so the moment you become a leader, Satan is going to attack you. And if you haven't become a living sacrifice, and if Jesus isn't in control of your life and things like this, it makes you a target. And so one of the reasons that people don't find God's will is because the Lord doesn't want to put you in the enemy's crosshairs, because you haven't got the maturity to be able to do it. You've got to yield yourself to the Lord. And when you get usable, God will use you. Quit praying for God to use you. Pray and say, "God, make me usable." And the moment you get usable, God will use you. That usually goes over about like that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And then this morning, I tried to balance this with Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And I tell you, you cannot just constantly be saying, "Oh God, here I am, use me," and commit yourself to the Lord. As good as that is, which I really emphasize that, and most people don't do that step. I am not trying to minimize that at all, but it has to be followed up and balanced with, you've got to renew your mind by the Word of God. And I think that there are probably more people committed to God as far as willing to lay down their life and serve Him than there are people who know the Word of God. Now, that's an opinion. I'm not sure that I can prove that. But in my estimation, dealing with people, there's a lot of people who love God and they're sincere. And they really do love God. And they don't have a clue what the Word of God says. And that makes you fertile ground for the devil to steal, kill, and to destroy. It's the truth that sets you free. And I could go back through history. I've read a lot of things. And you can look at some of the people who were mightily used of God. I'm thinking of C.T. Studd, who was a great cricket player in England. And he started the African... Anyway, he was a great missionary in Africa, I believe it was, and saw some great things happen. But did you know he was willing to die for the Lord? He lost his wife and his daughter to sickness and disease because they didn't know the truth and they thought that this was the price that you had to pay. They didn't understand healing, and Satan snuffed their life out because they didn't understand the Word of God. And I could go and show you Hudson Taylor started the China Inland Mission, and so many people who've been mightily used of God and had a commitment to God but didn't know the Word about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and healing and deliverance, and because of it suffered things. And Satan was able to snuff out their ministry and shorten their ministry because they didn't know the truth. I think that there is a tremendous lack of truth renewing our mind. And again, I go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that if you are not conformed to this world, but if you are transformed, like a little worm comes out a butterfly, if you get transformed, metamorphosis, you do it by the renewing of your mind, then the results is you do prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. It will happen. It is impossible for you to be completely committed to God with the truth and miss God's will. It can't happen. It does not happen. This is the guarantee. Romans 12, 1 and 2. You do these things, you will prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And yet in this meeting, we had people stand who did not know for sure what God's will for their life was. And I'd say it was at least 70%. It could have been 80% or more of the people stood. And you know what that says? That you either aren't absolutely committed to God with all of your heart, or you haven't renewed your mind. You don't know, you haven't been transformed by the renewing of your mind, or a combination of those two. And that's not a criticism, but I'm saying this is a promise. You do that and you will know the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. And so there has to be an emphasis on this, and we just need to emphasize how important the Word of God is. This is how God leads you. This is God's map. This is God's direction to us. You know, if we got GPSs today and things like that, and we got signs on our roads that you could probably get somewhere without a map or something today because we have other things. But you have to have something to tell you where to go. Like if you wanted to go from here to Colorado, you can't just start driving. I've got a great sense of direction. I can always tell you which direction north, south, east, and west is. And you know what? I can eventually get there. But if you just, you know, perceive that Colorado was this direction and started driving, you might drive through the Gulf of Mexico before you get there. Amen. You need a map. You need to know how to do something. And yet a lot of Christians are trying to arrive at a destination and they don't know what the Word says, which tells us how to follow God's guidance and get places. And I just can't overemphasize how important this is. So I just want to continue along those lines tonight and talk about how essential the Word of God is to you finding God's will for your life. A lot of people look at this and say, well, this was a book that was written thousands of years ago. What does this have to do with me? You know, I could spend all night answering that question, but let me just say that if that's the attitude that you've got, you don't understand that this book is alive. Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is quick. That means alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Did you know that that verse right there, I could preach on that all night. But I'm not going to preach on this exclusively. But it says that it is so sharp that it can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It implies that to know the difference between soul and spirit is hard. And it is.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU11C titled Knowing God's Word when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.